And welcome back to the team effort right here on your Triple M Pod World. I'm Ed Cavalli, and we are here to help you become a better person. Today, it's all about pushing your limits physically and emotionally and spiritually. With me, as always, is our producer and fact checker, Jay. Hello, Jay.
Howdy.
Jay, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot six.
We're already pushing the boundaries. The theme music, please.
I'm invincible. Paying money.
No.
The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Real theme music. Oh, there it is. Finally, our first guest today is a comedian and journalist who first broke the story of a drive-by yogurt attack on a Dorset haberdashery. He's sitting pretty on 66,900 Twitter followers, 3 books, countless TV shows, and 1 feature film. The co-star of Midnight Shenanigans, he's a player in all areas. It's Monsieur Tony Martin.
Thank you, Ed. I'm 6 foot and 6 foot two with the orthotics.
Yeah. They're keeping you straight today, my friend. Our second guest is just too freaky. Like Rex Hunt, he's a keen fisherman, but thankfully that's where the similarities end. The only person to have interviewed the band Hanson on the same TV network 20 years apart. He's a writer, a TV host, a reluctant social media presence. On Sunday night, he asked me and Glenn Robbins what a chode was. Let's see if we can't find a respectable answer for him. It's Mr. Tommy Gleisner.
Come here.
Thank you very much. I wake up to team effort.
Give him the money.
Thank you.
Our third guest is up to his tan tits in deals. For the last time, they were his brother's jeans, and he'd had a few too many Bang Rock wines. Get over it. It could have happened to anybody. Anybody that's also been banned from LA's worst motel has lived in Liam Neeson's girlfriend's house on a pay-to-stay basis and is now somehow in a possession of a BMW he assures me he owns outright. Hello, hello. We're in a place called Vertigo with Ash Williams.
Thank you, Edward. I'm 6 foot three, and Tom, I have a chode lying down.
Wow. You heard the man. Oh, no.
I'll send you a pic.
What's this? Like the on-air hours of Studio 10, we've blown out to a whopping fourth guest, and what a whopper he is. It's a gold Logie winner, not the one you're thinking of. Lisa McCune was busy, and Waleed is just too busy defending human rights from behind a desk. But we've wanted to have this bloke on from the start, and here he is. He's pushed his body right to the limits for the good of comedy and is currently part of the team, which is the juggernaut of True Story with Hamish and Andy. Please welcome the Hamish part, Hamish Blake.
Hello, I accept all charges. And I just found it today, the number 6 FM breakfast show in Sydney. I would say FM drive show, the number 10 FM breakfast show.
Congratulations.
Bravo.
Thank you guys. Top 10.
Do we know what's happened in Dubbo or Newcastle?
Still waiting on regionals, Ed. Still waiting on regionals as we go to air. Still waiting on those numbers. But we could see the total base lift by dozens.
Well,
if not twos of dozens of people.
Well, Tony, I know that you've spent a lot of time in your life waiting for the Reach numbers to come through. What was your best ever Reach result, TV or radio?
She Nash v. Reach. I don't have those figures to hand. I'll see if I can access them during the podcast. I can't remember. Dubbo.
I think you and I once screamed into the number 3 posse in Newcastle for a 2 week period.
Not a lot of people know this about Tony, but he has a full body tattoo just under the t-shirt line, and half his body's divided into metro, half into regional. He's a man of ratings.
That guy. Tommy.
Tony, do you remember back in the old days of when radio ratings only came out once, like, 4 times a year?
Yeah, that's right.
What was the phrase when we were all summoned to come and hear the ratings?
What was that?
All staff to the boardroom.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
That was a nightmare. Phrase. And then usually the general manager on a good day would get up, and you knew things were going bad when the first figure they quoted was 25 to 55 year old female grocery buyers. No, we're up there.
We've held.
We
lost buyers. We've increased in browsers. The people that go to the supermarket and are just looking, we've got them.
And you should see our window shopper numbers. They are through the roof.
In those days, there was only 4 surveys a year. Yep. So there wasn't the sort of constant panic in the air.
Still happens. Still, I mean, I like that we can speak freely on the team.
Of course,
but
yes.
Still happens in places like Canberra. Newcastle, I think, is 4 times a year. And there's whole chunks of the year that are unrated.
That's right.
There's some places are only rated 2 weeks of the year.
Jesus.
Which is why Canberra has the big fireworks show, Skyfire.
Right. Oh,
that's run by our station. Right. And we're like, what do we do? Like, this must cost millions. They go, yeah, it costs about $3 million. And we go, not bad for a little Canberra radio station. They go, yeah, well, we put all our money into this week.
Yeah, right.
Everyone goes home and goes, what a night. Fills out the survey books, and we rate through the roof for the rest of the year.
Jeez,
well, I once went on a station in Albury, and they told me survey was every 3 years. but it's for a 6-week period, and it's a full-on 6 weeks.
I'm sure it is.
And I remember I had to go to an OB from a school at 6 a.m. It was like a frosty, foggy morning. And the guy was like, no one was there at school at 6 a.m. The guy was really depressed. I'm saying, what's happening? He goes, well, it's the first survey in 3 years. And the other show, bloke who hosts the show, has proposed to the co-host on air. Oh. And now they're pressuring me to do the same.
They'd be sawing off fingers. They'd be giving away celebrity hair.
It was that, or you give away a tractor a day. Oh,
one of the best things I ever heard, regional Perth radio, was driving from Perth down to Margaret River and had to stop the car. I had to go, sorry, can't get out. I was driving with a few people. I'm going to hear how this pans out. Because for an hour, they were saying, coming up, your shot at $15 million. Ooh. I was like, oh, mate, we did it. If someone gets the no repeat workday twice in a row, everyone takes a pay cut. How are you guys doing $15 million? I waited for an hour. Like, we drove for about 45 minutes, sat in the car for 15 minutes. They were giving away a Tesla Lotto ticket.
Oh, that's good.
That week's draw was $15 million. Oh. And they're giving away a quick pick.
That was the time, like the time that young Akmal Saleh said that he was going to give away a BMW on air if someone could come up with a word that finished in MT, because there was only one word in the English language that finishes in MT, being dreamt. Right?
Right.
And he'd read that somewhere and he was very quiet. And then a bloke rang up and goes, all right, Paul, you're on the line. He goes, yeah, mate, undreamt.
Oh,
and this,
you've been scrabbled.
Silence. And then people running. You were around. Remember this? No. Ash, you were at Nova at the time. People quite literally running from all areas.
Oh. If you want to use it in a sentence, I wish our legal department undreamt the bit where the host promised a BMW.
And for the rest of the week, Akmal was feeling very verklempt.
Oh. Is that a word, Tom?
It is a word. And it's a Jewish word, not a Yiddish word.
Congratulations.
You might have a P between the M and the T. Don't
write
it. Could
be four or five consonants.
Well, in that case, you're only getting a Kia. Sorry, Tony Martin. That's just the way she goes.
And that caller showed a lot of chutzpah.
Ah, oh, there you go. I mean,
that's why now it's just become a Yiddish contest. Yes.
No, I'm out. I learned the word chutzpah about 3 days ago, and I thought I can't wait to use it. There we go. I'm pumped up.
You pumped up?
Mate, I think I used it right too.
I like it when you see the word chutzpah, because it's like, yes, I've got a lot of chutzpah. That's always sounds like a...
Tony.
Yes.
Probably where it came from, because after you have a chutzpah, you feel very confident.
Fantastic.
You've got a lot of courage.
Now, Ash, you've had a huge... You've pushed the limits right to the edge across all media platforms. We're talking television, we're talking radio, we're talking print. Now, Tony, I sent you something yesterday across email that was... the headline was required reading.
Yes.
So if you wouldn't mind, if you just pass that, Tommy, pass that down to Haim. Haim, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Tom's about to read it out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was confusing.
Can I tell you the first thing that shocked me?
Please.
There's a picture of three blokes. Two have got their top off. One has their top on. The one with the top on is Ash Williams.
It's a Jewish dad. What's going on?
Yeah.
Have you got the hideous rash at the moment?
I actually do.
That's what made it news. Yeah,
Rash Williams.
I actually do.
Rash Williams.
You know, I was called that in primary school. Yeah, absolutely. No, long story. We don't want to get sidetracked. But I did still want to take my top off, even though
you
I do have a rash.
For showing up.
Absolutely. Well, it's a deal.
Is this what it's about?
Yes, okay. Ash on the scent of fresh male talent.
And here's
the
thing.
Ash Williams is normally on the hunt for a joke, but this time it's serious men's business. The comedian is searching for a fit and active man to become the faced. Sorry, the face, not the faced.
Okay.
I was trying to win something from Akmal.
Trying to get a trailer for the BMW.
The face of the Chemist Warehouse's Zipped Legend fragrance.
And now I know why Tommy Glasner's here.
As well as feature in a TVC, a national billboard campaign, and feature on the October issue of House of Wellness magazine.
Finally. Yep.
This is a better prize than the winner of Australian Idol, said Williams, posing with models Justin and Ivan.
Obviously didn't have a fact checker in their department, Jay.
I'm looking forward to travelling around Australia looking for a man who looks like he smells nice. Entries close on August 19 at chemistwarehouses.com.au.
Can I just say, so I got a phone call 2 days before that shoot from my manager. You know, apropos of nothing, apropos of something, because I was going to do the photo shoot. They said, are you right to take your top off? And I said, I wasn't warned of this.
How long has this person been your manager?
Don't get me started on
didn't
the cat.
Spend all Christmas sewing Velcro into every part of my clothing to not take my top off at a moment's notice.
Well, here's the thing, Han. I wanted to take my top off.
Of course you did.
Okay, and I
follow
said,
you on Instagram, I know the deal.
Mate, I'm fired up. I'm always ready to, you know. And I said, listen, who am I doing the photo shoot with? And she said, two other male models who'd both be topless. And I said, right. I'll call you back. Okay, I had to think about it. I thought, look, I'm better than them.
Yep.
I need to differentiate myself. I'm the judge. I am Marsha Hines. I am Mark Holden. I am Ian Dixon. And I am going to wear clothes.
Well, why couldn't you have gone no shirt but with a little wig and a gavel?
Yes. Or no shirt and no pants.
And some sort of funnel over your nose because you're sniffing them out.
What Ash is doing, and Tom will recognise this, is what used to be known as the Coleman.
The Jono Coleman.
The Jonathan Coleman point.
Well, a bit of a look at this guy.
Doesn't have his mouth open.
No,
Tony.
That's the full Coleman. Full He's Coleman. Really doing a half Coleman.
You got a hand around one of the models and you are pointing to him. And it's a generous gesture because what it says to the viewer is, I know the logical place for your eyes to land is me.
Yeah.
But as a one-off goodwill gesture, I am going to ask that I cede my place in your attention to this young up-and-comer.
Absolutely. I actually turned up wearing a Hugo Boss suit.
Oh,
very nice.
I really wanted to make a point, and also that's a bloody good suit, but they said take it off. It's too formal.
Too formal. Can I lodge a formal complaint here?
Please.
This is the first time hearing of this. I'm actually in business with Chemist Warehouse at the moment. Mm. I'm launching a fragrance for Andy.
I was just about to bring that up.
And now I find out that they're... Well, so over summer, we started 10 weeks late this year on air, and I had a bit of thinking time, and I thought, what? At first, the thought was all the fragrances, like, you know, Beckham by David Beckham or whatever. I thought, could I launch Ryan Gosling by Hamish Blake?
Yeah.
Like, would that be illegal? And I thought, it probably would be illegal.
Yeah.
And I thought, the only other person I could really do that to without reparation is if I launched Andy by Hamish.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I went to Chemist Warehouse and said, got an idea for a fragrance.
You went to Chemist Warehouse?
Mm. We went to Chemist Warehouse. Me and Jack, Cackling Jack from the show. I said, look, you guys would have to be up for this, but look at Andy Lee. He's the full package.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's all happening.
He's got cheekbones. He's a great... He's what it's about.
Yeah. He's a former Bachelor of the Year, for goodness sake.
I said, would you guys be interested in doing Andy by Hamish? And they said, yeah, great. Is Andy interested? He doesn't know about it. And it's the first time I've ever really done something like this behind his back. But I think he'll be wrapped. And we're finishing radio at the end of this year. Right. I'm thinking nest egg.
Yeah.
You got to have a little bit of...
You do. Think ahead.
If Gina Liano's taught us anything...
Absolutely.
Is it that a constant stream of fragrances is the way to go?
Passive income.
And the top... I've looked into this. The top selling fragrances down there at Chemist Warehouse. You've got your Gina.
Yep.
Your Delta. Your Ivanka. They're all doing really well.
Are they really?
Huge. I should point out the Gina Liano one is called Fearless.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's named after the Peter Weir film. You can walk around with the smell of burning fuselage.
Well, but no one's doing a smart casual fragrance, and that's what I pitched Andy.
I know.
So it's a niche market segment. It's ripe for exploitation. Then I found out Chemist Warehouse is bloody doing this. Yeah. Every tram I look at, it's got bloody Respect by David Beckham on it.
Yeah.
That's only at Chemist Warehouse. I'm like, guys.
You thought you had something.
I thought we were in business together.
You were exclusive.
I was in the box. I did get to go to the football in the box.
Did you
really?
They
do have boxes.
In the Chemist Warehouse box, what do they serve? Jelly beans? Hydrolite?
Exactly. I just rubbed myself with a loofah mitt.
Dolcolax. Move quickly.
Speaking of Dolcolax, Coloxal, who I've done a deal with 2 weeks ago. I'm now the face of Coloxal.
What's Coloxal?
They keep you regular, even if you're already regular, Hamish.
Even more regular.
Just take it,
like a Swiss clock.
Yeah,
just take it. That's not their slogan.
No, well, it is. And
stop asking questions. Just take it.
But just back to the
let's go back to the messaging of Coloxal. So your manager's called up and said, you know...
I've got a deal for you. I said, mate, I'm interested.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about Coloxal? I said, great. What is it? It's
great, and then what is it? In that order.
I'm in, and I've still got 40 seconds on my phone card. Keep talking.
And it's like Dolcolax. I said, beautiful. I love Dolcolax. And
here we are.
And then I Googled it, and it's for constipation. I said, that's fantastic. I'm actually a bit constipated at the moment. I said, this is a message.
Yeah. This is a real endorsement.
I'm interested.
Wow.
I flew to Sydney. I filmed a commercial for Coloxal.
Yeah.
Richard Reed was there. I got $7,000.
Well done.
What does Rex Hunt think about that? Does Rex have any thoughts on
scrubworms, barty grubs, yabbies, and shrimp?
That's what his fragrance is. Hunt by Rex. Well,
forever hunting.
Hang on. It says here, I'm looking forward to travelling around Australia looking for a man who looks like he smells nice. I mean, what's your schedule? When do you leave?
Where do you start? And where do you start? I'm looking for a man that smells nice, where on earth would I start?
Albury.
Lavender Bay.
Bloody guys who don't do the radio ratings.
Sure. Good start. Okay.
No, basically, I thought I was going to be the face of the fragrance, to be honest.
They duped you.
No, and then I said, I told Ed for 2 months.
For some reason, I was in the toilet. The phone was ringing. I couldn't answer. I might have gone a little bit too hard on a recent complimentary product I was given.
Well, that's good stuff. Big shout out to Colossal again. But no, but Ed,
jeez, they've had a good run.
They are. They're the best.
They've had a huge run.
Ed, I hope we're not getting paid per mention.
No. Well, they give you a bit of a pep up too. If you just want, if you're short on money and you want a coffee, take a Colossal. Listen, Ed. I
don't think that's actually medical advice.
Again, not their slogan. Yeah.
Well, we're all entitled to our opinions, Tom.
Healthcare professional.
Yeah, but I think the ambassador has to give the opinion of the company.
It's free speech.
No, it's $7,000 they bought you.
Yeah, it's not free.
Did they?
It cost $7,000.
Well, I haven't signed. Exactly.
Well, Ducalax could come over the top. Ducalax, if you're listening.
Well, yeah, I'm always on.
Is Metamucil a competitor?
No, it's more powdered stuff.
sorry.
No, I mean Metamucil. Like no, you don't.
It's
a bit old hat. Metamucil. It's a bit daggy.
It's sort of yesterday's Fibrelax, really.
like so, if you turned up to a club these days and said to the gang, "Hey guys, I bought the Metamucil," that is a bit old school.
Yeah,
really. And then maybe give away that I'm a dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
The kids are drinking Red Bull and Dorkalax these days.
It's made out of wheat,
right?
Do you remember the ad, the Metamucil ad? And it's there was a picture of wheat. Anyway, and he's like, I'm not the face of the fragrance. And then they said, no, you're looking for guys and you're going to travel around Australia. I said, fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
They're paying for my flights. They're paying for my hotel. Mm. I meet guys.
It's perfect.
You know, I'm not into
it's
that.
Perfect.
No,
it's
but
perfect.
Whatever.
And then, so where is our first trip though? Where's the first,
I don't know.
What's the
sketch?
Is it going to be like an Australian Idol call out? Will there be tens of thousands of guys
queued up around the block
trying to be the next face of, what is it, Zipped Dude?
I'm going
to
do that.
Zipped Dude.
That can Zipped be our next one, Hamish. It's Zipped Legend. I'm going to do that. Even if they haven't got that planned, I'm going to hire massive halls
and
just do it.
What does Zipped Legend mean? What does that meant to mean? Are we talking about a fly here? Like pants, like you've zipped up?
Or zipped down?
Well, I'm glad you've asked that.
Well, that's Unzipped Legend.
Yeah. That's a great call.
Not to get all dreamt, undreamt on you.
Well, it says he's zipped and then legend is in quotes.
Oh, I think I think it's called Zipped, but there's going to be a Zipped Legend. Like, I'm the legend of Zipped.
Okay. Or is it zipped as in, like zipped on a computer? Like, this legend's so massive, we have to compress using an algorithm.
Okay.
And we'll unzip him later because he's such a huge personality.
It's pretty complex, hey? It's pretty complex.
How would you describe the fragrance of Zipped?
Now, I'm glad that you brought this up because the first ad.
I got up my game with Andy Bahamish. This is crazy.
Yes.
This is the as a CEO of a fragrance company.
Yep.
I'm panicking here.
Really?
Look outside. Beckham's all over trams. Ash is going around Australia. We got one. Andy gave me one photo.
That's it.
I mean, hates the idea. So I'm like, I got a brand ambassador that won't behave.
No.
I've had to bloody bow finger his ad. I'm airing it today.
I've had to bloody bow finger his.
He wouldn't let me film him. So I've had to shoot him surreptitiously during the show, slow it down, make it black and white.
Very sad.
Okay, so we've got this is the first of the scripts that have come through for the ad for Zipped for Ash Williams. Have you got the text there, mate?
I do.
All right. Jay, when you're ready, start the official Zipped music.
Hi, I'm Ash Williams, and I've got something in my pants. Something I want to see and smell.
That's because of the Metamucil.
It's not a bang rock mishap. It's a new cologne. It's called Zipped. Zipped. Unleash the heat and the meat.
Mmm.
Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Australia's only slightly thicker than the nozzle cologne. The only cologne that dribbles out.
It comes in a squeeze bottle.
The only cologne that comes with an applicator spoon.
Free refills too.
Whoa.
Hang on.
I just made that up.
Hang on. It's another $7,000.
We know you made it up.
Remember
it's like that. You remember the people that when you get a Subway or Hungry Jack's, they got the free refill. Well, you know they bought the cup from 2 weeks ago.
Now
and just wave it at the guy on the counter. Hamish. Just so a Chemist Warehouse, you'd just be having someone wave the zipped bag.
Absolutely.
Now, Hamish, it's interesting that you bring up. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you've.
I was right at the end of the train of thought. Last station.
Accidentally stumbled onto one of Ash's wonderful deals that he did back in Los Angeles. Tommy and Tone, I don't know if you know this one, but when you hear free refills, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a deal, this is an unofficial deal that was going on between you and Starbucks in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Please explain
huge
to me.
Multinational deal.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
So I was doing some deals in America, and basically an iced coffee large there is $3.25. From Starbucks, delicious. But your refills are 50 cents, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what you do, you go and get your refills, you jam yourself up for the whole day, you're right up. But what about if you want to get a refill the next day? Yeah? You don't want to pay $3.25.
No, you don't.
Or you can't. Either way,
it is important to clarify.
And I learned the hard way. I went up with an empty container and said, refill, thanks.
The next day, you went up with an empty container.
Yeah, with my mate, my business partner. And they said, you didn't just finish that. I said, I bloody did.
I've been sipping it slowly.
And they
I'm
said,
living here, don't you?
They said, if you just finish that, then where's the ice?
Oh, global warming.
I said, I ate it.
Yeah, yeah, good.
She said, fair play, here's a refill. But then I said to my mate, listen, we need to get a bit better at this. So we started keeping an esky in the back of his car full of ice. We travelled around LA.
Oh, Jesus.
Not paying a cent more than 50 cents for an iced coffee.
So no one questions it with the ice in it.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You get treated like a king.
Yeah. Wow.
If you go there with the ice, then like, this guy has got a full cup of ice. He's scalded.
Yeah. This is our best customer. This guy can't get enough of it. Woo! And how long did the ice last in Esky? Probably weeks. Ice lasts a fairly long time.
Absolutely.
Any issue with cube size? Because what if you got the long ice and Starbucks knows... Like, it'd be a big call, but if they looked in, they went, hang on a sec, that's circular ice.
That's not our ice.
Yeah, right.
It's a great call. They didn't actually look that close because it got distorted through the Starbucks plastic. Yeah, it was great.
Natural distortion, hey.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
Working in your
favour. You're shaking it because you've had 18 coffees. So you are jittering.
You're pretty fun. And you and he was banging on the door
and you're screaming at him and you've got a knife because you've had 18 coffees.
We did have to get, because if we went back for like 10 iced coffees in one day, they're like, right, look, we know you've scalded, but that's enough for you. And they put like an R, I think it was an R on your cup.
Restricted.
Yeah, or it was like last one, I don't know, it didn't make sense. And then I said, I've got an R. So then we run out the back and get the metho or the whatever and rub out the R. And I said, mate, have you rubbed yours out? And the best way to do it was with a spit and a piece of A4 paper. That worked the best. But we drank a lot of iced coffee.
How many, honestly... Huh? Cups of coffee went through the one cup, do you reckon?
10, 11.
I can vouch for that because I would get into his car and I would get in and I would sort of plonk in and go, hey, watch the cup. And the cup would be in
the holy grail.
And the cup would be in the cup holder. And it was like, Tone, it was like Mr. Burns' teddy bear. It was all beaten up.
No.
And it was all crushed. And it was.
But if I was good at video editing, I'd love to make a scene of you, last scene of Indiana Jones, the holy grail, just selecting the cups, just looking over the grails over and then seeing the wrinkled Starbucks cup, your face going, this is the one.
Yep.
After a while, you do just, if you're feeling ever so brazen, you say, mate, can I get a new cup? You know, that's a bit rooted.
Ooh.
Well, I told you about the one, the Mitchell, Mark Mitchell, a.k.a. Con the Fruiterer.
Wonderful.
He's got five kids.
Yeah.
And they had a scam. They were running at Pancake Parlor.
This is huge.
You know, you get the receipt from the supermarket.
Shopper dockets.
And on the back it says, buy one meal, get one meal free. But it's one docket per group.
Yes.
Because otherwise, 10 people could go in
with
five coupons and get five free meals.
Yes.
Whereas they want 9 people to go in and get one free meal. So they would go in three groups of two, staggered 10 minutes apart, and then all sit at
different
places. And then someone would go, oh, our friends, come and sit with us.
Oh, it's my 12-year-old son. I didn't know you'd be in this neck of the woods today.
And then the second time they did it, a friend of theirs blew the scam wide open.
How?
Because he just happened to wander in the restaurant. And go, why are you sitting over there? Your parents are over there.
Oh, what are you
doing? And the manager was onto them. And then we used that. I turned
code
that
word buckwheat, code word buckwheat, code word buckwheat. Move, go, go, go.
That was in Upper Middle Bogan.
I turned that into it. We made it like Ocean's 11. Like it was.
Give me the series and episodes because it's a great episode. It really
It's series 3, ep 7. But the problem is now that episode has gone to air, the Mitchell family.
Can I throw it? See if this meets your approval. Just you mentioning that scam, it took me back to high school days, year 7 and 8. We catch a bus to and from school. So this is in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in zone 2 and 3. We were on the border of zone 2 and 3.
Really?
And if you bought a monthly ticket... it wasn't a monthly. If you remember the old, this is before like, you know, Mikey's and stuff.
Okay.
The old Met tickets, they were like paper tickets if you bought a 2-hour ticket.
Yeah, I remember.
They'd clip the day.
They were yellow.
The date and what time you got on.
Yes. Zone 2 was blue.
Zone 3 was red.
Boom.
So, but not the year. So there was a kid at school that went, if I keep in mint condition every one of my bus tickets for a year... Next year, I travel for free.
There you go.
Right.
And he did it. He had a folder.
He did it. Tell me he did it.
He had a folder.
Yeah.
He had a folder. And then, so it was a profit of about, I think it was about like $1.20 per 2 hour ticket.
Worth it.
So it's a profit of $2.50 a day.
He's a legend.
This is 1992 price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And where is he now?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
His name's Matthias Cormann.
We've tried to track him down. He's advising cocaine gasser.
In Melbourne, of course, the public transport system has the free zone in the middle of
the city. In the middle of town, yeah.
And what I enjoy is seeing how far you can get from the city on a tram and have someone still claim to the inspector that they thought they were in the free zone. I've seen it happen in Camberwell.
Well, Tone.
That's a fair distance.
Until I saw a sheep, I'm in a free zone. Yeah,
that may have been me. I'm actually not joking.
Really?
Because I was living in the city in a hotel and then I was in on the bloody free zone. I'm like, how good is this free zone? It's free.
Who are you telling that to?
To myself.
To the world.
Yeah.
And then I'm just standing there. I tell you what, one of the best undercover tram inspectors I've ever seen came up.
Disguised as a seat.
Honestly, he was. Gotcha. He was in camo gear and he just freaking popped out of the seat and he goes, ticket please. And I go,
free zone.
I go, oh, mate. Look, mate, where's the free zone? Oh. You know, he goes, I stopped about 2 km back. I said, oh, geez, I kind of fell asleep. And then he said, look, you can either get a bill in the mail, it's $200, or you can pay $70 on the spot right now. I said, look, Jesus Christ, fucking, this is a big decision there. I said, look,
I've just woken up and you hit me with this.
I said, I made him wait.
So are you weighing up in your head, can I dodge a $200 fine by giving a fake address?
Yes.
Or do I just cop it?
Exactly.
Or keep talking until you get back in the free zone. That's the other thing.
Or there's a third option.
Just filibuster.
You could make me the face of zipped lid.
Well, that's it. And so then the whole time I said, mate, can I just have 2 minutes to think about it? And he goes, yeah, sure. It came back 2 minutes later. And then I said, mate, can I just have 2 more minutes, seriously? And I honestly got 10 minutes. So I did that 5 times. And then I got to the corner of, so in Melbourne, Riversdale and Auburn Roads. And he said, all right, mate, that's it. Enough's enough. I said, look, mate, I'm going to get off. Do you want to get off and talk to me? Because I'm going home. You can come with me and we can talk more about this. I'm going home, though. He said, I'll come with you. And we spoke about it for about 45 minutes. And
what else was there to discuss? Well, so run me through again the concept of paying.
But all of them get off. All of his undercover mates get off because they need to stay together. So there are 5 or 6 undercover tram cops and me, and I just gave them a fake address.
Did you go into a house? Did you go into a fake house?
No, because I this is what I do. I keep, because I used to catch a lot of trams, I keep I haven't changed my address on my driver's license so that I can say that's my address and they send you the bill there and I don't even live there.
Yes! We're ahead. If you put all these tips together, Tommy, how far ahead are you?
You could be so wealthy following the Ash Guide to Life, Finance, and Deceit.
And now, Tommy, I understand.
You've just got 1 foot off the grid at all times, don't you? In case.
You know what's funny? Because I couldn't look at the address because I was meant to live there. And he goes, so where do you live? And he's on the phone to the guy, you know, just double checking. And I said, 54A. And he's like, nope. And I said, am I close? I said, it's been a while since I've been there. I've been at my friend's house.
I've been in the free zone.
And then he got, I got 54B. And he goes, no. I said, close again. And then, I said, I just go 54/1. You betcha.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway.
Great. That's how it works.
Now,
foolproof.
Foolproof.
That's how it works at customs too. But you smack your bags yourself? No.
Actually,
yes. Yeah. Am I close?
It's very stressful though. It's very stressful. Isn't it's not worth it. No, it is. It is. No, it's not.
Tone, we're talking about physical limits, pushing the physical limits today about how to get more out of your life. And hey, we'll come to you in a moment because you've pushed the physical limits.
I've pushed one today, if you want to know about that.
Oh, have you already today?
Well, as you can hear, I've got a little bit of a sniffle today.
Okay.
And
take some Dalgol wax.
Yeah, I tried to. I jammed it up my nose to clear it out.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Oh, I was over the toilet all night. That's why my nasal sphincters are so open.
They're so open and available.
But I and this is going to make me sound a bit more of a pharmaceutical head than I am, but you can get Sudafed that is the old drug, pseudoephedrine,
yep.
Yes. Which we all knew one. And loved growing up. Yes. That's the stuff that kind of keeps you up a little bit.
Sure. Yep.
But it really dries out your sinuses.
Yep.
Or then there's the new stuff that you can't make drugs out of.
Yeah.
Which I think it just doesn't work for me.
I
always feel like I have to tell them I'm not going to cook speed in the bath when I go to the chemist because I take your license. Can I please have the pseudoephedrine one? When I was in Switzerland a couple of years ago, my wife and I were on our honeymoon. Same thing, got a cold, went to the chemist, asked for the pseudoephedrine. The tablets we get in Australia are 60 milligrams.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, just be really careful with these. Take one every, I think, 6 hours. Mm. In Switzerland, they're 180 milligrams per serve.
Ripple strength.
So now I look at Sudafed and I go, I'm not going to take three because I did take one of those in Switzerland and it blew my head off.
Yeah.
But I easily take two. I happily take
a double. A double.
So, so I'm on two at the moment. But my nose is still running. So
but hang on.
What more do you want, sinuses?
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on. I'm on two. I took two about half an hour ago.
Why? All right. Anyone else on speed?
Why not?
Put your hand up. Yes.
No, we've only been going for 5 minutes on this podcast.
And the chemist I go to is free refills. You show them the foil.
You're meant to take two, though, aren't you?
No, they're definitely a one.
No, I disagree.
They're a single hitter. God. They're a single
hitter.
Hang
on, you've got an issue with this, because, Tom, remember when Ash told you that he was also taking?
You were on Nexium, you told me.
Oh, I'm on that.
Which is a drug for the elderly, for people like myself with acid reflux syndrome. You told me you've been taking that since you were a teenager, and your dad's a doctor.
Yeah, that's why I take it. I get bloody scripts whenever I want them.
But it's but not something you should just take for your whole life. It's something you should take for 6 weeks.
What's the benefit of that?
Can I ask
the
you something? Are you a doctor?
Tony,
Tony, can you look me in the eye and tell me that you are you even a spokesperson for a quasi medical product that helps with constipation?
I'll have a look on my fake driver's license and see what it says.
Have you ever played a doctor in a sketch, Tony?
Yeah, I have. Tom, come on, we've done so many fake doctor sketches.
The stethoscope around the neck that says I'm a doctor.
Yes, it does.
Holding the X-rays up the wrong way round, a la Quincy. I'm sure lots of Doctor sketch. I played. Oh no, I was in Doctor Who sketch. That's nearly.
Oh, you're getting
Doctor.
Close there.
Pretty good.
Now, Tommy, you asked, as you often do, you sent me through an email when we were coming in today, saying, "Ed, could I please have a couple of grabs?" Because there was something that's popped up over the last, come across the desk in the last few over the last week, which was fascinating you.
Yeah, well, in fact, it involves Ash. Naturally enough, Ash co-hosted the recent Miss Universe brackets Australia close brackets pageant. Am I correct, Ash?
Correct, Tommy.
Big night.
Bloody big night.
Well,
I saw the pictures of that on your Instagram, Ash, and I just went, "That there is a boy that has achieved the pinnacle for him." Well, in his career, in the spectrum, in the hierarchy that you're looking at, you're at the you can't get better than that for you.
Look, I will say this.
Until we saw the Chemist Warehouse sniff there. Until we saw your sniff patrol.
All jokes aside, in the last week.
Please, guys, this is serious.
No, seriously, I've been getting so much more respect in the streets and from my family.
And Team Effort Podcast will return next week.
It's a very special episode.
Everyone was stunned by the concept of
I thought you said all jokes aside. So
yes. We'd set them aside for you. But Tom, you've been, and so and then we had the winner of Miss Universe open brackets, Australia close brackets on Have You Been Paying Attention the other night?
Olivia,
lovely young lady by the name of Olivia, a speech pathologist. Mm. But then you've asked for some audio today. Take us through it.
Oh, well, I was intrigued because, you know, Ash, we had the winner, but I wanted to see a bit of Ash's hosting work.
Yeah,
what a treat. Presenting. And I've been analysing some of the audio. Jake, we'll listen to the first one. Have a listen.
Miss Universe Australia 2017 is Olivia Rogers.
And right at the end, there's a strange little sound you hear right at the very end there. And I had to go over it and over it. And I finally worked out it's the sound of Ash lunging for the runner-up.
Business card.
First runner-up, beautiful.
But for those who want to hear a little bit of Ash, you know, I don't know whether you did a lot of like...
Why didn't you get the announcement?
Yeah.
I didn't like that you didn't get the announcement.
I was because Olivia, who I was hosting with...
was another Olivia.
Exactly. Mm. Coincidentally, the name of the winner as well. But she hosted the year before and she really wanted to name the winner. And I said, look, you can have it. We know what happened to Steve Harvey. I can relax.
Yeah.
And
I can Dalkalax.
That's it, mate. I really did in that last break.
But you were there, Ash. And so for those who want to hear a bit of Ash in action, here it is, Jake.
Make some noise. Make some noise for Miss Universe Australia 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the evening. Thank you very much for supporting Miss Universe Australia. And once again, a huge congratulations to our brand new Miss Universe Australia 2017.
Chemist Warehouse.
Olivia Rogers.
Oh, sorry, Olivia Rogers. That's it. Make some noise. That's it. Make some noise.
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 They are obeying you. You can hear the noise.
Make some noise.
All right, we're getting the deal idea.
Only to be talked by my brother-in-law, DJ at our wedding. There's only 20 people at our wedding, and he's a professional DJ. Well, I mean, yeah, he's a professional DJ. As 20 mostly parents, mostly family, and just groomsmen and bridesmaids are just dancing. He'd had a few too many, and it was, so it's not a big dance floor. And Levi kept coming on the mic going,
yeah, you feeling sexy, Sydney?
Yes. I know that's your shtick, Levi, but we'll turn it right down. I'm dancing with my grandma.
This is not the shark bar on Pitt Street, Levi. As much fun as we're having. Wow. Asho, anything else to say about that? Big night, big night.
Where did you get that audio, Tom?
It's going around on the dark web.
Where did you get that audio, Tom?
But what happened?
Were you told it was a closed event? This would just be done in private.
I've been trying to get my hands on any audio, any pictures, and they're saying no. They're not responding to my bloody emails. And so, honestly, that's good to hear.
Do you agree with the winner?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, she came up to me. Do you know I know her?
I didn't know that.
Before the actual...
You know Olivia?
Yes, before the pageant and the ceremony, she came up to me in the rehearsal and goes, hey. I said, hey. She goes, it's me. I said, who? Olivia. I said, nice to meet you. She said, we box every morning. We box together.
Oh.
So technically, you should have recused yourself from the job there, Ash.
Scandal.
The last thing
you want is a scandal on your record, Ash. So.
Yeah. due to the Dolkalax, he was constantly recusing himself during the broadcast. It was heard in a cubicle just saying,
make some noise. Make some coloring noise. Turn the hair dryer on, would you?
Jay, we do have to get to the end of the first episode here at the team effort. Sorry, Ash, no, he's just touching me. What do you want, buddy?
The reason why I say make some noise is I just wanted to keep everyone distracted because at the Miss Universe pageant the year before, there was a huge fight in the audience and I didn't want that.
What was the fight over?
Well, I wasn't there, but I found out that one of the contestants, there were two guys on the table.
Two separate tables, weren't they?
No, they're on the same table and they'd had relations with one girl and then ended up in a big fight. And that's no way to act at the Sofitel on Collins. Can I just say?
Absolutely not.
Big shout out to them. They are a bloody good hotel.
Make some noise.
is that a Sofitel car I just saw pull up outside?
Yep. Make some noise.
You're a wonderful high tea.
Jay, what have we learnt?
Well, we started the episode talking about chodes, all things. It is derived from the Hindi word chodna, just in case anybody is a linguist and would like to know that.
Yeah, finally.
Now, that definition is on Urban Dictionary, and it comes from Antar the Dragon God.
Yeah, you can't trust Urban Dictionary because
it could be put on there by anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially Antar the Dragon God.
Yes, that's right.
Words that end in MT, you mentioned for Klempt, there is a P in there. Yes. That means overcome with emotion.
Get out.
Okay.
So... It's always a good word.
I dare you. Take back the beamer.
Sorry, Jay. Sorry to interrupt. Did you find out what a chode was, though, Tom?
I believe it's the male appendage that is wider than it is long.
Yes. Or it can be like a person,
who's wider than they are long.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My brother, that's one of his favourite words. He goes, mate, he's an idiot. He's a chode.
Chode.
Big shout out to my brother.
He is a...
medical doctor.
Yeah.
Giving up prescriptions from him.
You can get prescriptions from him.
Okay.
Bloody oath.
No, you can't.
No, you can.
He's quite easily to identify. You can't.
Never mind the quality. Feel the width.
Over to you, Jay.
Thank you, Ash. I was thinking of your fragrance, and maybe an ad campaign could be like a Craigslist.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's how we get
fit
it out.
Fit and active man who smells nice.
Maybe I do Gumtree, because Craigslist isn't big here in Australia. I do Gumtree now.
Okay.
That's it. I'm going to take the reins of this promotion, because I don't know. Chemist Warehouse have got, Andy by Hamish and Gina
pretty crowded marketplace. You just promised me you won't go into the smart casual arena, and it's all yours. Because I got 15,000 bottles on their way from...
15,000?
From potentially Paris, France.
Hamish,
it could be Hong Kong. I don't know.
You know what you're going to have to do,
I didn't ask specifics of where it's filled. They're on their way. Because as soon as I launched it, the response was so exciting. Everyone was like, great idea. And Andy was like, no. And I just turned the key on 15,000. If we don't shift them, things are not favourable financially. There will be no feathering of the nest.
No.
They will be selling the nest down at the nest shop for parts.
Put it this way, the fireworks in Canberra won't be as good as they could be this year.
True. Just stay out of our
way. Hey, Amy, on that idea, though, Tone, I was listening to some of your fine work yesterday from one of your old Martin Malloy albums.
Yes.
If Hamish has got 15,000 units that he can't sell, what is the traditional method that... purveyors of fine wares used to go to try and talk about their mental state in order to move some units.
Oh, I've forgotten. What are we?
I mean, I know the bit you're talking about.
Go for it.
What is that?
The link between insanity and low prices.
Oh, yeah, of course. The link.
Andy Lee has gone completely mad. It's gushing out the door.
But how?
Bring a bucket.
How is the fragrance created? Or is there just a lot of blank ones?
I'm glad you asked.
When a celebrity calls, that's the next one off the shelf.
What?
Oh, yes.
Not at all, Tone. No, not at all.
No. Is it the old Britney Spears with the labels
shut
taken
up,
off?
Tone! Kill Tony. You're way off. You're way off. I'm the nose. I'm the nose of the fragrance. Right. I had to select from... Luckily, Chemist Warehouse did have five on hand.
That did they?
I was able to tinker with.
Wow.
I was able to tinker with
that
a few
was lucky.
Of them. There's over 1,000 ingredients.
Yeah. There's no call for Galen anymore. So
it's Andy by Hamish, otherwise known as number 33B.
I'll see you in court. If this slander keeps up, it was handcrafted in France. You can see on the marketing material, the one shot I got of Andy is him. Uh-huh. He's got a trumpet just hidden behind his leg because he likes the trumpet. That's the casual bit. That's the smart bit. He's holding a beer. That's the casual bit.
Great.
He only gave me one shot of him. Then in the background, it's all black. And it looks like there's nothing back there. But then if you gaze a bit closer, you can just see my head with a shaft of light across my nose.
Beautiful.
Because I'm the nose.
Ooh.
Ow. And that's why I turned the count 15,000 when I had that marketing idea.
Well, I'm sorry for being cynical. It's clearly been thought through.
One more thing before we go. According to the website drugs.com, the maximum recommended dose for pseudoephedrine is 240.
Wow.
So
an hour?
Careful with two of those.
240.
240 milligrams a day in a 24-hour
period.
That's
what I thought. So it's one. Yeah, that's it. It's one at a time every 6 hours. That's four over 24 hours.
I'll double check that, Jay. But
well, turns out all those iced coffees were training. We're training for your future pseudoephedrine habit.
Well, how are you feeling, Hayden? So we're sitting on 120, rushing through our blood right now, yeah?
I'm sitting on 120, but it's a rare day I do it. I'm just trying to knock this on the head because there's a loose chance that sometime in the next 48, 72 hours I'll be in a delivery room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to keep the vibe up.
There you go.
And I don't want to have
all right,
a serious
Sydney,
head cold.
Are you feeling sexy?
All right, delivery room. Here we go. Freemasons. Yeah. Who's feeling it?
You need some Coloxyl. You need some Coloxyl too.
Yeah. I'll take some, but I reckon it won't be needed.
Now, here's a little one from Cotton Eye Joe.
All right, you lot.
I've just realised, got the series of Up and Middle Bogan wrong. It's series 2, episode 7. It's called All You Can Eat.
That's incredible. I know people listening would think that Tone's just been on his phone or on a computer.
No.
It was just subconsciously filing
he's
away.
Been in his mind.
He's been in your
pseudoephedrine has just kicked in.
You're getting wafts off my body.
Tony, you're
passively.
You're like the former Cell of the Century champ, Kerry Young, who had a technique. Was on ACA last night. And he used to press the buzzer before he even knew the answer, and and then he'd get 2 seconds and answer it. He was the best.
Yeah.
Very similar. You're a bit slower than Kerry, but you got it 10 minutes later.
That's what we used to have, Tom, on our radio show. If you remember, I don't know whether this would have happened to Hamish, but where prize winners are dialing.
Yes.
To every number but the last digit. But of course, in our day, it was the
rotary code.
So it took a lot more skill to time it.
Total eclipse of the heart. Because on those old phones, it would time out, wouldn't it? You get 10 seconds before we go engage.
Yeah, someone will come on and go, yes, still working.
All right, we're back with part two of the team effort, pushing your physical limits right after this.
I can be bold, I can be brassy. But mediocre? Never. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Hey, I'm passionate. I love the rain, the scent of romance, and the confidence a little bling can bring. I'm luminous. I'm fearless. I'm Gina.
Scrubworms, barty grubs, yabbies, and shrimp.